It is Thursday, and that means it is time for another look at a recommendation by the jury from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. With us, as always, to talk about the recommendation is Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, Aaron Lee. Aaron, welcome back.
Always happy to be with you, Bob.
We've gone all the way up to number 56. And it's been, quite a journey through this, but I've certainly learned a lot from you as we have done this. And I hope other people who are listening are getting the same education. Number 56 says the province, or sorry, Crowns should actively oppose variation requests to have firearms returned for any purpose, such as hunting. I guess basically, you could tell us what this means. I have a pretty good idea, but there's some lingo in there that maybe not everybody understands.
Sure. What we know historically, especially in rural communities, is that when somebody is charged with an offense related to assault or intimate partner violence, and if they are in possession of firearms, those firearms are taken from them and restricted. And what we also know is that from time to time, with people's conditions, they can ask for a variance on their conditions. And often, what we have seen is alleged perpetrators requesting a variance on their conditions so that they can have their weapons back for the purposes of hunting. And this recommendation really says, let's not do that. Let's not give people access to their weapons in hunting season. Let's not suggest that bad behavior will be rewarded with a variance that will allow you to have your weapons back.
And that makes a lot of sense. Like, you certainly do not want to arm a violent offender. It sounds like it would be a logical move, but to your knowledge, is this happening now?
I would say it's happening far less than it used to historically in our county, Bob. It used to happen in our county, and there certainly are many who hold a very strong position on the rights of those to hunt, and to be able to live off the land, so to speak. And I think that what we have to recognize is that there are the deer that are in the woods and outside, and there's the deer that's in the kitchen. And we want to be really clear that we don't want to suggest that anybody should have their firearms back, especially if their conditions are not to have them. There should be no exceptions when it comes to access to weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about responsible gun ownership and certainly not being a convicted criminal or someone who is a repeat offender would fit that bill.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, again, we've learned some lessons. The inquest has helped us understand that regardless of a variance, if somebody wants to access weapons because they're a violent offender and they want to kill someone, they're going to. But I guess the recommendation would suggest let's not assist. Right? Let's not be part of that process, and let's not assist, and let's take every reasonable precaution to not assist violent offenders to have access to their weapons.
Makes a lot of sense. Aaron, thank you very much for this. We really appreciate it. We will do another chat next week when we look at jury recommendation number 57.
Thanks so much.
I'm Bob Perreault for Lake 88 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.